Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
Did you know that your subconscious learns through stories? And it is your subconscious that runs all of your habits and patterns, whether those are for sabotage or success. So here's a story for you. Let's say that there was something that you needed at one point in your life to actually thrive, to be healthy, to bring yourself out at your best. And someone in your environment said, "I know where that is. Come on, let's go to the store." And sure enough, they took you into the store, to the aisle. There it was. Maybe a couple of days later, they were like, "Hey, you want to go get some more of that? Whatever it is." And you were like, "Yes, let's go." And so this continued on for a while, a short period. And it was just so wonderful because you didn't even know that that existed, whatever it was that you needed that's now bringing you out at your very best. And this other person, they knew, and they knew exactly where to take you. Well, and not after too long, you go with them, and the store is empty. There's nothing in that area. Oh my gosh, remember the old days of the toilet paper runs? Literally. And so it was like, oh, huh. Yeah, that's okay. And then a couple of days later, maybe they took you again and still not there. Shelves haven't been restocked. And now this person is looking at you and going, "Wow, gosh, I guess you keep picking the wrong day to come." You thought, "That's strange. I picked these days before and it was there, but all right." And then you go back. Oh, they've got it again. And a little bit later, you go back again with this person that was very significant to you. And shelves are empty again. And now the person is looking at you going, I think maybe you're asking for too much. But this is actually what you need to be healthy. Okay. And then they take you back again and there's nothing there. And they're like, "Maybe it's you. You're taking all of it." And they're like, "You know what? We're just not coming back anymore with you." Odd that they were the ones that brought you and there seemed to be plenty. And now that there's not, you're being blamed, and now they don't even want to go along with you. And they're like, "You know what? Yeah, you find it at this store. And then whenever you find it, you let me know." And so you keep showing up day after day, and the shelves are empty. And then every once in a while, that person will tell you, "You know what? Well, if you can't find it at the store, I might have some at my house. In my special success storage space, and I'll let you have a little bit." Now, the interesting thing is, without you knowing it, you are actually surrounded by other stores that have exactly what it is that you need. But you were taught that you could only go this one place. By the way, there's another name for what I just described. It's known as trauma bonding, and I don't diagnose, so you can look it up and see if maybe you've experienced this, because self-sabotage is a direction. It is not a destination. It is a direction. The destination is you in lack, and not because that is a natural part of you. There is no baby born that says, you know what, I'm going to hold myself back. I am going to find ways that are going to screw me up. Nope. Self-sabotage comes from someone in our environment who wanted to experience what it is that we had for themselves, but they didn't want to create it themselves. They wanted to live off of our energy and off of our brilliance and our magnificence. And then they wanted to put us in a one down or a power under position to feel like they had control over us. And so they put us in a lack position after they taught us that they were our supply. And the supply is all around you. But you were taught that you had to go to a certain place in order to get what it is that you needed. And because it wasn't there, it was your fault. And then your subconscious can only tolerate so much of a buildup of this energy, and it's going to have to seek relief. And this is whenever you turn to habits that, while they can give you relief in the short term and the long term, they're harmful. Okay, so what is it that we need to do? First thing is we need to expand the subconscious awareness and go, what is it that you were really looking for? So what was the journey? What did you think you were going to get out of it? And it's all going to be emotional based, because the subconscious must run on an electricity source, an energy source, and emotions are that energy source. So there was something you thought you were going to get in the anticipation of achieving that, of receiving that, is what you what built up your motivation. So that is the actual journey. Then the destination, well, what does those emotions mean about you? So, for example, I love to travel. And I love to travel to outdoor places, hikes, and I've done whitewater rafting, and I've done snorkeling with the manatees. I'm like, okay, what's next? So what is it about those? What is that emotion? And for me, it's adventure. It's the discovery of things out in nature. So it's adventure and discovery. So I'm the destination. What does that adventure and discovery mean about me? Well, the adventure is I like to be challenged. Now, this is really significant for me to know about myself. I'm using this as an example to help guide you, because I can either be challenged on that hike or, oh my gosh, I can't swim. So whenever I went snorkeling with the manatees, I was a little concerned. Yeah. but they give you, it's really cool. They actually don't want you. You're only in about 10, 12 feet of water, and they don't want you touching the bottom and stirring it up and creating silt for the manatees. So they have you rest your body on pool noodles. And so I was buoyed. I was held up, and that helped with some of the concerns around being in the water. I still had them. But either I will seek adventure by being challenged, or I'll seek adventure by having a shit show of a problem. Either way, there's going to be curiosity. There's going to be, oh, how far can I push myself? That's what it means about me. But now I have a choice. Which direction do I want to take? Do I want to take the low road on the left, which is the spiral down into survival? It's easy to take this low road on the left. Oh my gosh, you've been doing it for so long. It's just habituated. Or you can take the high road on the right. Now it's going to take a little bit more effort, but you're not afraid of a little effort. What I just gave you is part of a hypnotic prescription in order to begin to recondition and reprogram your subconscious mind for which direction you're supposed to be going. So, self-sabotage is a direction. The destination is you in lack, because that's where someone wanted to have you in order to control you. They may not even be in your life anymore, but that's okay. They don't need to be, because those programs that were installed with your beliefs, with your focus, the emotions you were conditioned to feel, the actions you were taught to take as far as the direction you were going to go are still there. Well, okay, let's now use it as a starting point for your success. Your subconscious knows how to go one way. So now we just need to be able to teach it what's the other direction we want to go. We want to spiral up. Curiosity, highest brainwave state that you can be in. Let's begin to spiral up in your actual brain, spiral up to higher heights of success by finding out what the destination, what it really means, what the journey really means and the destination, what it means about you. So until we get together again, enjoy that journey as well as your arrival. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.